Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 1215 edition of the news. On Friday, the 30th of October, it's 58. We've got quite a few sunbeams out there. We're expecting clouds to thicken back up a little bit later on this evening, bringing with them a 40% chance of rain, especially late tonight, and rain likely Saturday. I'll have more on the forecast following this edition of the news. Well, fire heavily damaged the Sharon Musgrave home at Southeast 6th and Douglas in Fairfield early this morning. Fairfield Fire Chief Darren Hopper said the ceiling fan in one of the bedrooms caught fire and fell onto a mattress, catching the room on fire. Heavy smoke was reported throughout the structure, and fortunately no one was home when the fire broke out a little after 9 o'clock this morning. Fairfield firefighters remained on scene for a little less than an hour, helping eject smoke from the house and mop up debris from the blaze. But again, no one was injured. WFIW News Time, 12:16.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're continuing to expand by welcoming family nurse practitioner Kristen Betts at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Kristen will provide full-range family care, including women and children's health care and DOT physicals. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. To schedule an appointment, call 618-643-2988.
Smart grocery shoppers know the place to save is Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. This week, you'll find country-style ribs for only $1.39 a pound. Hamburger Helper, all varieties, just $1.29 a pound. A 5-pound bag of flour is only 99 cents. Best Choice Chili Beans, 15-ounce can, 49 cents. And Prairie Farms Sour Cream or Dips, 16-ounce carton for $1.69. Save on all this and more at Little Giant Grocery Outlet on Outer West Main in Carmine, where the giant stands high in the sky.
What makes you feel warm, dry, and light at Kincaid's in Fairfield? Is it the faux fur coats? Is it the Carhartt coats? Is it the hot water heaters? It's the Cold Gear Under Armour clothing at Kincaid's. Cold Gear Under Armour clothing for men, women, and children is designed to keep you warm, dry, and light. Get your Under Armour shirts, jackets, and long underwear at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Layaway is welcome. Gift wrapping is available. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5:30, and Sunday, noon until 4.
43-year-old Dallas R. Brose of Fairfield has been jailed on a preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery. Fairfield City Police were called to a residence in the 1100 block of Illinois Avenue a little before 10 o'clock last night on a report of a woman who had shown up at that residence claiming she had been beaten up by her boyfriend. The alleged victim, Adon M. Turner, 45, of Fairfield, told police that her boyfriend, Dallas Brose, had, quote, snapped. During the altercation, he's accused of grabbing her around the throat, biting her arm, and throwing her to the floor. Ms. Turner was taken by ambulance to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where she was treated for her injuries and then later released. Police could not immediately locate Mr. Brose, but continued their search into the evening. Then around 1 o'clock this morning, police spotted Brose in the 300 block of West King Street and took him into custody. Brose has been lodged in the county jail on a preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery. Wabash County Sheriff's Police investigated a three-vehicle crash yesterday afternoon at a bridge construction site, Crawfish Creek, that's on Route 1 north of Mount Carmel. The drivers have been identified as Philip J. McCutcheon, 38, of Mount Vernon, Indiana, Robert Fell, 75, of Lafayette, Louisiana, and Gary T. Jesse, 62, of Catawba, Kentucky. Now, according to Wabash County Sheriff's Police, a vehicle occupied by Gary and Laura Jesse of Catawba, Kentucky, was stopped southbound at the bridge construction site. They were in a 2001 Ford passenger car. Then along came Robert Fell in a 2007 Lexus, and they were stopped behind the Jesse vehicle. Then a 2013 Ford F-150 pickup truck driven by Philip McCutcheon failed to slow down, striking the rear of the Fell vehicle, shoving it into the Jesse vehicle. Now, Mr. McCutcheon told police he fell asleep at the wheel, causing that accident. Crash happened a little before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Gary and Laura Jesse were taken to the hospital in Mount Carmel along with Robert Fell for treatment of injuries sustained in that crash. The bridge was closed for about an hour as police investigated the accident and the wreckage was removed. Traffic charges are pending against Philip McCutcheon. Wayne County property tax bills are due as far as the first installment is concerned. They are due today, with the second and final installment due on the 4th of December. The total amount of property tax to be collected this year amounts to $14.3 million. That's up from $13.6 million last year. Taxes may be paid in person at the treasurer's office, or you can use the drop box on the west side of the courthouse lawn. You can also pay your taxes online at IllinoisEPay.com. Tax payments will also be accepted at Sisney Trust Bank, Mount Airy Banking Center, which is now Citizens National Bank, People's National Bank in Fairfield, and First Financial Bank in Fairfield. If you pay your taxes by mail, the treasurer has a new address. It's 301 East Main Street, Suite 201. If you got any questions, call Treasurer Donna Vaughn. And while we're on the topic of taxes, Edwards County, as trustee, has completed their tax deed proceedings on real estate properties that were delinquent for 2011 and mobile homes that were delinquent for 2012 and prior real estate taxes. The county is offering for sale the real estate and mobile homes obtained to the public. There'll be two real estate parcels and four mobile homes being sold by sealed bid auction. Now, the deadline to turn in your sealed bid is today, close of business today. The sale of these lots and mobile homes should be a major benefit to both the taxing districts and the neighboring property owners. The required minimum bid for the real estate parcels, $675, and the mobile homes, $695. All items will be sold to the highest sealed bid received before the close of business today. It's not too late to get a complete bidder's packet and sale catalog available at the Edwards County Treasurer's Office or online at IllinoisILTaxSale.com. WFIW News Time, 12:21.
Spooktacular savings are at Eubinger's Furniture Company. For a limited time with a purchase, pick a ghost and receive a discount of up to 50% off your purchase. Plus, with approved credit, pay no interest till next year. See store for details. That makes these ghoulish deals too good to pass up. Now you can get all that new furniture and bedding you've been wanting with these spooktacular savings, only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Pat Garrett here with John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. John, when someone chooses cremation, can family and friends still have a celebration of life?
Cremation gives you many options. You may want a full service funeral, including a viewing, or you may want a memorial service to be held afterwards at any time. The most important thing is to meet with me in advance and make your arrangements. For more information, call John Hosselton at Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney at 673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
Well, big doings out at the Wayne County Fairground tomorrow. It's the first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smashing Demolition Derby. Everything starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Wayne County Fairgrounds in Fairfield. It's for the entire family, of course. They have limited weld class with $3,850 purse and trophies for the top five. In the weld class, $1,000 guaranteed payout. Compact class, also $1,000 guaranteed payout. And they have power wheels and treat bags for the kids. So bring your own, or somebody will be someone. Some will be provided by Hemi Motorsports, and rules can be found at Cheaters Video Facebook page. But again, the big demo derby tomorrow afternoon. It's the first ever pumpkin smashing demo derby, 1 o'clock at the Wayne County Fairgrounds. Speaking of pumpkins, if you don't have a Halloween pumpkin yet, you can get one today or Saturday in the parking lot at Kincaid's in Fairfield or Save-A-Lot. The pumpkins, both places, are being donated by Fry Farms of Wayne County. A donation in any amount for the pumpkins can be made at Kincaid's or Save-A-Lot, with the proceeds going to ARF, that's Animals Requesting Friends. Fairfield Rotary Club met Thursday at the Fairfield Elks Club. Becky August, social worker at Fairfield Community High School, was the guest speaker. She talked about October being Bully Awareness Month and gave the club some insight on what the school is doing to better understand bullying and how they should go about handling such situations. The program was arranged by Noel Vaughn. Now is the time, folks, to get a hold of Clifford Reaver. He's the Veterans Day Parade organizer, and get your entry registered. You need to do that right away. His number is 516-3111 to get in the Veterans Day Parade coming up on Saturday, November the 7th at 3 p.m. Now is also the time to buy your season tickets for the Travel Adventure Cinema Series, also known as Travelogue, co-sponsored by the Fairfield Rotary Club and the Wayne County Farm Bureau. You can get those tickets at McDowell, Kinchlow, and Jessup or the Wayne County Farm Bureau office. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. No change on the price of crude oil yesterday. Local refineries are still paying $39 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow is currently up 26.39 points at 17,782. The NASDAQ's up 6.31 at 5,080. Standard & Poor's 500 is up 2.32 points at 2,091. In local and area deaths, 78-year-old McLeansboro resident and formerly of Bradley, Lauren L. Bowman, died October 28th at the hospital in McLeansboro, served in the U.S. Army from 1960 to 62 during the Berlin crisis. And after returning home from the military, he worked 42 years at the Kankakee Container and as a press operator. Survivors include his wife Anna of McLeansboro, a son and daughter-in-law, Mark Bowman of Bradley, two daughters and two sons-in-law, Catherine Genovese of Franklin, Tennessee, and Lisa Bach of Rockford, Illinois, also a sister and brother-in-law, Helen and Holbert Campbell of Macedonia, two brothers and two sisters-in-law, Dwight and Brenda Bowman of McLeansboro, and Eugene and Norman Bowman of Enfield, seven grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mr. Lauren L. Bowman will be 12 noon Monday at the Schrafer Funeral Home in Kankakee Chapel, burial in the Kankakee Memorial Gardens. A visitation will be Monday, November the 2nd, 10 to 12, at the Schreffler Funeral Home in Kankakee Chapel, burial in Memorial Gardens. Obituary information for Mr. Bowman was provided by the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 71-year-old Alney resident Daryl Dean Wilson died Friday, this morning, at his home. He was a U.S. Navy veteran, worked at Airtex Products in Fairfield as a press operator from 70 to 73. Later, he worked for the Caterpillar Tractor Company in Morton, Illinois, where he served as a supervisor. He later worked as a plant superintendent at Champion Laboratories from 1983 to 1999. Survivors include his wife Dana Wilson of Alney, three daughters, Darla Elizabeth White, Jody Lynn Scott, and Dana Danielle Miles, a brother, Kenneth Wilson, mother and father-in-law, Danny and Sandra Goodman, a sister-in-law, Nicole Dutton, a brother-in-law, Ryan Goodman, grandchildren, Jana and Joe White, Devin Atkinson, and Kira and Chase Miles. Services for Daryl Dean Wilson will be 3 o'clock Tuesday at the Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Alney, with burial in Crest Haven Memorial Park with military honors at the gravesite. Visitation 1 hour before the time of service at the Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Alney. Memorials may be made to the Hospice of Southeastern Illinois and will be accepted at Summers Kistler in Alney. Dwight Earl Anderson, 74, Noble, formerly of Orchardville, died at 11:58 Wednesday evening at his home. He was a farmer in the Wayne City, Orchardville, and Marion County areas. Also served as a road commissioner in Romaine Township. Survivors include sons Darren Anderson of Destrin, Louisiana, and Blaine Anderson of Iuka, daughter Stephanie Worsham of Kuna, Idaho, and Teresa Appleton of Nampa, Idaho, a brother Ronald Anderson of Wayne City. 10 grandchildren also survive, and 5 great-grandchildren. Services for Dwight Earl Anderson will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Archie Sanders Chapel at Wayne City, with burial in Thomason Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 tonight at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Graveside memorial services for 67-year-old Birmingham, Alabama resident Joyce Jasek will be 2 o'clock Saturday at Pleasant Grove Cemetery, south of Fairfield. There will be no visitation. You should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to the American Heart Association. The Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge. Services for Peggy S. Piper, 68, will be 10:15 Sunday morning at Rock Community Church, burial in Cumberland Chapel Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge. Services for Charles Fred Bradshaw, 83, of Carmine, will be 2 o'clock Saturday at the Cherry Street General Baptist Church in Carmine, burial in Kingdom Cemetery with military honors. Visitation 10 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at the Cherry Street General Baptist Church. The Campbell Funeral Home of Carmine is in charge. Services for Luanne and Marie Edge, 69, of Paris, California, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Visitation will be now till the time of service at Ingram's and Albion memorials may be made to the American Heart Association. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 12:30.
I've always liked doing pediatrics. I love taking care of kids. I love watching them grow up, and I watch them in the community.
You know, if they see us on a Friday night, it's really easy to relate Monday morning because we kind of already know what's going on. I know who they are.
I would choose rural practice over big city practice any day.
When a kid makes me smile, that's when I think, okay, that's why I'm in this, and this is a good day.
Learn more about Fairfield's only board-certified pediatricians at crhpc.org.
The must-go stock sale is on at Jackson Jewelers. Save up to 60% off and more store-wide. All Marquise Diamond Solitaires must go. All fancy-colored diamond jewelry must go. All Howard Miller clocks must go. A huge selection of china and gifts must go.
Hi, I'm Barry Jackson, the owner of Jackson Jewelers. If you're looking for that special gift, engagement ring, right-hand ring, pearls, sapphire, ruby, or emerald jewelry, now is the time to shop Jackson Jewelers. My staff and I are ready to make the deals happen.
Over 2,000 fine jewelry and gift items priced for immediate liquidation. 3,002 Broadway Street, Mount Vernon, Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 p.m., Saturday till 5.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield Area Weather Forecast. Sunshine today, high around 60, 40% chance of rain tonight, low 46. Rain likely Saturday, 60 the high, partly sunny Sunday, 67. Sunny Monday, 69. Sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, 73. 56 the high yesterday, 40 our low this morning. And at 12:32 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, it's 58. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.